This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, and as I mentioned earlier, if you're hearing a loud, reverberating groan and scream and gnashing of teeth somewhere in the stratosphere, that is coming from Columbia, coming from the establishment, at the fact that somebody would dare give me a microphone for 4 hours, and we've been having fun. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have so much more fun exposing the establishment. Just wait till you hear these next few segments. But I have a guest waiting on the line. I want to set their segment up by listening to none other than everyone's favorite geriatric person, Nancy Pelosi.
I understand what you're saying about where the differences are, and they are very big. They are voting yes on what we say here in Washington, a clean CR, a bill to keep the government running for 7 weeks, and Democrats are voting no, and for the reasons you just said. So how are they shutting down the government?
First of all, it isn't a clean CR. Okay. So let's not stipulate to that. It's not a clean CR.
They're going into that.
The point is...
She's at loss for words. She can't even talk. She's saying, "Oh no, it's the Republicans shutting it down." They're lying, and they don't even have answers anymore. Well, my next guest, current Congressman Ralph Norman, and candidate for South Carolina governor. You know, if you want somebody that may actually change the state and do something, did I say that? He's right on with me right now. He just posted on X earlier this week and said, during shutdowns, federal workers are told to, quote unquote, do more with less. Meanwhile, Congress still cashes paychecks, which is infuriating. That's wrong. I've reintroduced an amendment to end member pay during shutdowns. Zero. No back pay either, you Democrats who caused this. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Ralph Norman, welcome to the show.
Adam, great to be with you. Glad to have you on the air.
Oh, it's always always good for me to talk to you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Ralph Norman is one of the key people behind the foundation of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. He's the one who talked us into that crazy exploit of starting and combating. He did it in the legislature before we did. And Congressman, talk to me about this amendment. Is it going anywhere? I know the answer, but I want you to talk about it. And then tell me about the shutdown. Where are we? What's going on? What does it look like is going to happen? Just let us know what's going on in Washington.
Sure. Well, first of all, as far as my amendment to not get pay, I'm doing what every business does, every operating company. If you don't show up for work, you don't get paid. Why is that different for politicians?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a common sense thing. We've got 14 co-signers, which really amazed me, the high number. But no,
wait, Congressman, that's the high number? I thought you were going to say it amazed me that there weren't more. But that's the state of Congress.
Well, that's the state of Congress. And, you know, when you talk about money, people get real sensitive when it's their money. Yeah. And, you know, when it's the government's money, which is we the people's money, they kind of take a blind eye to spend it. But, no, you know, people say, well, it's not going anywhere. Well, if I never put it up, it's definitely not going anywhere. And I applaud the ones who are signing on to it. But it's common sense. And we're going to have to get to some stage in this country where politicians – are going to have some incentive to cut government, cut waste, fraud, abuse. And, you know, the way to do it is get to their paycheck.
Yes.
And I wonder how many votes it would take to that these people would spend if it were coming out of their paycheck. So this is a measure that I like putting up, and we're going to put it up as long as it takes to hopefully get it through. It's going to be a tough sledding, but that's all right.
It's got to be broadcasted far and wide. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this right now, I'm going to retweet this in just a second. Go on X. I said if you're not on it, get on it, and retweet this. Share this. The pressure should be – this is common sense. If they're going to shut it down and not pay our military, they shouldn't get a paycheck. And that's why I love Ralph Norman, because – he's the one that does these kind of things. And another side benefit of Ralph Norman, because I'm just giving you such praise right now, but it's very deserved. He cares about the state, too. He hasn't just been only focused on Washington, taking a blind eye or not sticking his neck out and helping the state. You've been calling out and crushing it at the state level, backing us up and fighting the good fight on pretty much every issue for years. And so thank you. For one, I don't have enough time to ask you. I wish I could ask you about your vision for the future, because I know you're running for governor. Maybe talk about a little bit. What would you do if you get in the governor's mansion? How do you change South Carolina? But also, I know people want a prognostication about what's going to happen with the shutdown. So maybe hit both things and for the rest of the time.
Sure. Well, with the shutdown, what the Democrats are doing are trying to hold the country hostage until they can get $1.5 trillion new spending on top of the CR, the congressional resolution, have a trillion five with a T, which equates to $29 billion a day for the remainder until we get to February 21st, which gives us time to work on the remaining budget items and, you know, pass a bill that Democrats in the Senate are not doing. We can't break the filibuster, or we can't get to 60 votes needed. That's the reason. And when you, I don't care what the press says, they are the sole reason the House did its job and the Senate is refusing to pay veterans. Yeah. They're refusing to women and infants, refusing to pay those who are truly needy. So it's a hostage situation. They don't know who they're dealing with Donald Trump. You know, he doesn't take bluffs and he knows what he's doing. He's a business guy. As far as my vision for South Carolina, we've got to return back to basics. Our roads and bridges are at a true impasse as far as the state that they're in. We're going to have money for that. We're going to have these judges, these rogue judges, picked by, as you know, by trial attorneys in the legislature. One of two states that pick them that way. We're going to change that. We're going to have term limits. We're going to put it, all these things we're putting being put up. And we're going to let the American people in South Carolina have a front row seat as to which representative will go along with it, which and the ones that won't. And we're going to call them out for it. And we're going to have a Doge Commission in South Carolina as well, Adam, to show where every dollar is so we can pinpoint where it needs to be cut.
If people only understood the power of having a strong governor, if only they could look somewhere in the nation where you had a strong governor. Oh, wait, Florida, the free state of Florida. What you're telling me is you're going to be a DeSantis for South Carolina. Am I off?
I'm going to be a DeSantis on steroids. We're going to have
on steroids.
My executive budget will be the leanest in the history of South Carolina. The American people, the South Carolinians are ready for it. And we're going to run it like a business. I don't want a trial attorney. I don't want any, you know, pretenders that pretend to be have been in business. I want people like myself who have done it. We've made it in the private sector, and we've made it at every level as we, you know, went to elected office. South Carolina is a great state. We want to make it greater.
Yeah, and I mean, just the fact of having somebody this early in the game calling out these issues who actually has a track record of fighting at the state level, it would just be such a game changer for South Carolina. I've walked it. I know it. I know that you're the real deal. And I, like I said, there's so few people, and when I say so few, can count them on like one hand, that actually have backed up the Freedom Caucus that have at the higher levels. You helped start it. And by the way, why did you feel like it was needed in South Carolina? Why did you talk us into it? Why did you support us? I mean, because you and Mark Meadows and Jim DeMint, y'all were there from the beginning. Why did you think we need it? And is that going to play into you being governor?
In South Carolina, we have way too many rhinos. Yeah. Republicans in name only who campaign on less taxes, less government, less regulations. When they get to Columbia, and you know this, Adam, they change and they do things to benefit themselves. I'm going to call them out. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. I'm going to recruit solid business people to help run this state that have nothing to gain. The Columbia is corrupt. It just is. I mean, I see it in D.C., but the sweetheart deals end with Ralph Norman. The preferences on a lot of different things that go to certain people changes under Ralph Norman. And I look forward to the challenge. Is it going to be easy? No. But if not now, when? We're going to become another California unless strong leadership is exhibited in the governor's mansion, and I will bring that to the table.
And we really will become another California. If you looked at the last budgets, we've passed Hollywood tax subsidies to bring Hollywood here 2 years in a row. I mean, our current governor never, I kid you not, I spent 6 years in office, four of those as the chair of the Freedom Caucus with 16 to 20 members of the loudest legislators fighting. And I never had the governor contact me once about any issue. And that was true for pretty much all of my colleagues. All he cared about was out there bragging about more tax money spent to coax some multi-billion dollar Scout Motors to come and you know make electric vehicles. That's all. He couldn't even weigh in on the Clemson scandal when they were had professors calling for telling students to be a in a world of Charlie Kirk's be a Tyler Robinson. Having a governor who's you were one of the first people to jump in on that issue, and that's wish people could get it and see the power of the governor.
Well, they're going to get it with me. Yeah. And we've got an energy problem. We owe $9 billion with a B. We can't attract the top industries. And by the way, we're not going to give anything away to any industry. They're going to have to prove what return on investment they bring to South Carolina and not just give it for any legacy or anything like that. It's, we have to protect our state. And California under Ronald Reagan prospered. Mm. Look what it is now. It's a cesspool of drugs, and it will come to that in South Carolina without strong leadership.
Yes.
And I will lead the way on that.
Yeah, and we've got to do something. Thank you so much, Congressman. Always a pleasure. Keep up the good fight. Thank you for joining the Freedom Caucus in Washington and actually standing for him. Thank you for helping found one here and being one of our biggest supporters, and just keep up the fight.
Well, you're doing a great job, Adam. Thank you so much.
This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius. News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas, and you won't want to miss the next segment. We're going to hear what Charlie Kirk thought about the state of South Carolina politics.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Columbia, that the lobby wants me to either not vote or to vote green on this. But my constituents want me to vote red, and they want their tax money spent on core government functions, on their roads, on their schools. That's what they want their money spent on. Don't want us in here trying to play this government planning thing where we and our bureaus can figure out where the jobs should be, who should be employed, how much money should be allocated where in the private sector. It never works. It's socialism. It's never worked anywhere before. So what are we doing trying to do it here?
But would you consider the fact that South Carolina's track record on bringing major projects into this state has a winning record, and therefore, again, commerce should be listened to rather than those people back in your district that may ever brokered a deal, may not understand what it means of being a project, may not understand economic incentives. So what you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Mr. Rutherford, I don't think that you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally than me. I completely disagree with you, and I think that you believe what you just said. But no, I 100% am going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this house, and you should listen to the 40,000 people in your area and not the bureaucrats at commerce, and not the lobbyists, and not the multi-billion dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents like I am. So yes, I will always fall back on the common sense of the wonderful people from Taylor's and Greenville Eastside far more than I will ever listen to unelected bureaucrats, other representatives in here who have been here for far too long and have maybe managed a whole lot of these deals, and far more than I will ever listen to any member out there.
So Mr. Morgan, we don't...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Adam Morgan and for Tara Servatius, and that was a clip of me on the House floor. I had some texters asking, so are you speech guy? And play the speech. So I need to give context for what you just heard. That is an exchange between me and the majority or the minority. Well, he actually functions as a majority leader, but he's the minority leader, the Democrat Party leader in the House of Representatives. And you just heard him. I'm up at the well. I'm arguing against the Scout Motor deal, giving, you know, some odd billion dollars of our taxpayer money, draining our reserve fund that we had voted to, you know, keep in case of a downturn in the economy, drained our reserve fund, gave it to this private German company who were the kings of DEI that were going to force anybody in South Carolina working with them to be DEI compliant. And we're giving them all this money, billions of our tax dollars, to make electric vehicles, a declining, failing market that even Trump has said is that. They put this bill in front of us. I already thought it was the stupidest, one of the dumbest things I'd ever heard. Billions of dollars, the largest thing that we've ever done like this. And they want us to vote on it. Before I even got to talk to my constituents about it, I got a flood of texts and calls. And they said, we don't want this. Vote against this. Don't waste my tax money on this. And maybe fix our roads and fully fund teachers and law enforcement. And maybe give us tax breaks. Do all of that before you try to give money to private companies. Or if you're a staunch conservative, don't give any money to private companies. That's socialism, which is the point I was making on the floor. So I already had this massive mandate from I didn't have a single person that contacted me that said, vote for this. I get to session and House, we assume it's House leadership. Somebody told a lobbyist to do a hit piece on me. And I in my whole district on digital ads and texts, people were getting Adam Morgan is the AOC of South Carolina because he opposes business. Opposes business. No, I oppose socialism. So I get up and I say this. I'm literally just defending the fact that I voted no. Only 14 of us, I think, or 17, whatever the number was, out of 120 voted no. Everybody else, vast majority of Republicans voted for it. Like, thrilled about this ridiculous boondoggle. And I voted no. And they still, even though they were getting it, they still had to send a hit piece on me and my colleagues. So I go to the floor. I'm just speaking up for my constituents. And what happens? The minority leader stands up and in front of everybody says, you're telling us we should listen to the folks back home over the experts in the Commerce Department who put this deal together? Technocrats, government employees, we should listen. He actually believes and even says it in a debate on the floor. And I responded the way you heard. That clip went insanely viral. That's why people are referencing it, saying, are you speech guy? When I was running for Congress at the time that it went viral. And the reason that you would have heard it, if you did hear that and run into it, would have been because two people specifically shared it and made it very widely known. The first was Matt Gaetz. He retweeted it and said, inject this in my veins. And then Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk pulled the video and put it on Rumble and on Facebook. We just played the clip from Rumble. And, you know, Charlie Kirk was one of those who just got it. He understood what was at stake. He understood why we had to fight to really make the Republican Party be what they need to be the best of what they can be, use the power that we have when we have it to actually put down those that would fundamentally destroy our nation and our state and actually further the conservative cause. And so many elected Republicans do not understand this. It just fundamentally don't get it. And I want to play a clip. We're going to run out of time in this segment, so I'm going to play you. This is Charlie Kirk, off the cuff, somebody interviewing him behind closed doors, some grassroots people. And he talks about the state of our nation and really what we should do as Republicans and how we defend our nation. Here's what he said. Oh, if it's going to play.
I like what you're the only one that I see.
Somebody said, why don't we play offense more? You're the only one that I see playing offense. And this is Charlie's answer.
And I'm not the only one. But let me tell you why. By the grace of God, I am not in federal prison. By the grace of God, I'm not indicted. That's not a joke. That's what these people do. Okay. Yes. Well, look, you're right. And I pray for me every day and pray. And you should, because there's only a few of us that actually play offense. James.
By the way, isn't that galling? To hear that, pray for me every day, and now we know what's happened. It hits.
Keith plays off. Yes. But what happened? They removed him from his organization. He's under criminal investigation by the FBI and the Westchester DA. Steve Bannon plays offense. He's going to go to federal prison next month. Tucker Carlson plays offense. They took him off air. Any player that plays, Donald Trump plays offense. He's facing 600 years in federal prison. That's why we don't play offense. How about this? We have 18. I'm sorry,
and he
16.
Goes on to talk about the electors. We're not good at playing offense. And when we do, when we have offensive players, what happens to them? They are jailed. They try to ruin their lives. Or they shoot them, which is ultimately what happened to Charlie. It hits me in the gut. Charlie helped me in my race. He made me go viral. He had me on his show to push the Freedom Caucus movement, what we were doing in South Carolina. He got it. He actually took a risk on conservative candidates. But that's not all Charlie had to say. We're going to play the rest of this clip because he has such good words of wisdom about how to be offensive players. And specifically, he has some words for South Carolina. And don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas, as we listen to Charlie Kirk's words for South Carolina.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spacious. And before we left, we were listening to Charlie Kirk. It's this video that's starting to go viral now where he actually mentions South Carolina. And, it hits you in the gut if you listen to the first part because he's talking about offensive players. He said our offensive players, of which he's one, because somebody in the audience asked him, you know, thank you for being the only one. He said, I'm not the only one. There's other ones. And he went through a list of other ones. And he said they've all been jailed or persecuted by the left. So this is under the Biden administration when he's saying this. And he says, pray for me. And it just, it's in the gut because they shot him. Because he was one of the few offensive players. Then he went on. So I want to hear that. We're going to listen to most of this clip. So go ahead and play clip number two.
That is not an excuse. We all have to play offense. We have to take the initiative. But here's the thing. We are not good offensive players. I'll prove it to you.
That's absolutely right.
Because conservatives definitionally are defensive. We are conserving against their offense. Right? So like by our temperament is to build businesses and churches and be agreeable. Our temperament, we don't think like revolutionaries. Well, we got to change that. I know, but my next book is literally called Right Wing Revolution. Like I'm trying to make people think in a way where we're trying to stop their refounding of America.
Yes, because that's what they've done. The Biden administration, actually, go back, the Obama administration fundamentally altering this country. It's been going on for years. Anytime a Democrat gets in power, but ladies and gentlemen, it's not just at the federal level. That's where, massive damage, countrywide damage can be done, but it's right here in our own state. Billions of dollars. To private companies, foreign companies that will push DEI on South Carolina companies, or you won't get the contract to work with them. They'll bring in tons of workers from overseas or from other states to come in and change our communities, turn us blue like North Carolina, spending our money on Hollywood tax subsidies. Because, taking Hollywood to Atlanta was such a great idea. Actually, it's had massive consequence in Georgia. Now Georgia's a purple state. And he says, we're not good offensive players because we're normal, low-key, like that. That's the district I represented, Taylor's in Greenville East Side. People go to work, people go to church, it is a good suburban, hardworking community who really don't want anything from the government, but whatever the government does do, they expect it to do well since it's their tax money. That's pretty much what everybody thinks. Not everybody, there's a few people that disagree, but they're so outnumbered. That's what the majority of common sense people think. And so I went down to Columbia knowing there was a problem. I had no idea what I was going to be up against and how the main issue in South Carolina, Ali Beth Stuckey had a quote one time that the plight of where we are as a nation is as much to do with the cowardice of the right as it is the radical extremism of the left. And because people don't get it. You have these either incompetent or turncoat Republicans who run for office. They say all the right things. They send the mailers. Everybody looks the same. They get down to Columbia and they fold like a cheap suit, primarily from social pressure. If you had sat through the closed door Republican caucus committees, there's a reason it's closed door and media are not allowed in. It's not because it's strategy. That's what they always say. It's because multiple people would be thrown out on their ear in the next primary if they knew how goofy and stupid those meetings are, where grown men are booing and grown women are hissing and booing at Republicans for saying, actually, we're not going to pass a weak, watered-down gun bill. We're going to pass constitutional carry. Or no, actually, we're not going to, you know, pass the same budget as last year that fully funds DEI at all of our universities. We're going to try to cut the funding. How dare you? You're not a team player. I am a team player. My team is my constituents back in my district, not other Republicans. I don't have allegiance to other elected officials. That's what's wrong with our current system. Let's hear what else Charlie Kirk has to say. This is talking about South Carolina. We have a supermajority, ladies and gentlemen. We have the governorship. We have the House and the Senate, supermajority in both. What are we doing with it? It is pulling teeth to get them to ban pediatric transgender surgeries. They voted down our amendment to do that, and only after, until Riley Gaines jumped in and made it happen, did it get passed, and did we add any penalties for people who were mutilating minors on our tax dime, if you forgot. Kids as young as 4 years old going into these clinics, telling them that they need to transition and then actually doing the surgeries. In South Carolina, when we first brought that to light, they didn't want to do anything. Here's what Charlie Kirk had to say about South Carolina.
Politics is a vector, right? California's in a different spot. I'll be honest. The all-out, like, weak, kneed, spineless red states, you would, if you came in and you did not know the composition of this country, you would think Democrats control, like, every governor's mansion, every AG.
Pause it right there. He's talking about South Carolina. We control everything. You would assume the Democrats do based on, look at our budget and what we are funding. Look at who chairs our committees. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Who are in position of powers on the Judiciary Committee and on the Ethics Committee. All right, sorry.
South Dakota, South Carolina, Arkansas, start acting the way the blue states.
Sorry, can you rewind it? Am I throwing you off? I'm my poor tech guy.
Know the composition of this country. You would think Democrats control, like, every governor's mansion, every AG. What is the method? The method is Oklahoma, Kansas, South Dakota, South Carolina, Arkansas, start acting the way the blue states act. I've said this publicly, I'll say it again. We need Republican AGs indicting every major Democrat across the board. We need DAs starting to indict. That's not going to happen because they don't want it bad enough. They're a bunch of Mike Pences. This is what gives me hope, though. What gives me hope is that the actual rank and file of the Republican base is, like, on
right,
fire.
Let's pause it right there because I'm going to come back to that. And, you know, South Carolina, we control everything. Republicans control everything. And yet, when we tried to pass the heartbeat bill, you remember what happened the first time? First of all, it was pulling teeth to even get that passed. And then it was injuncted by one of our Supreme Court justices who had just been reelected, who we knew was a Democrat. And when she was up for reappointment, we knew she was a Democrat. She had had multiple terrible rulings. The Freedom Caucus opposed her and said, this is a liberal justice. She's had multiple terrible rulings. The legislature, Republican-controlled House and Senate, we get to appoint her or reappoint her. We reject her. You should have heard that caucus meeting. Oh, they threw a fit. They were yelling at us. How dare you do that? This isn't done. It's like, what do you mean this isn't done? We're putting her in a position of power. They ignored us. Only, 14, 15 of us voted against her. Within the year, she writes the majority opinion striking down the heartbeat bill in South Carolina. And everybody, including all those who voted for her, wringing their hands. How could this happen in South Carolina? You're why it happened in South Carolina. We have representatives all across the state. This listening audience, if you're in Pickens, you should be embarrassed by your elected officials that you have. Embarrassed. If you don't know who your state legislator is in Pickens, unless it's Thomas Beach, who's a Freedom Caucus member, who's one of them that just gives it to the left every day. The other ones, specifically, Davey Hyatt, the majority leader, they actually spend most of their time fighting against conservatives. In fact, they are in league with the Democrats. The Speaker of the House is only the Speaker because he aligned with moderate Republicans and every Democrat voted for him. The only people that opposed him, the Freedom Caucus members, the true conservatives, most of which come from Greenville and Spartanburg and Anderson. Isn't that interesting, ladies and gentlemen? We got the last little bit from Charlie Kirk. Don't go anywhere. This is Adam Morgan in for Terry Servatius on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. It's great to be back. Good morning. And we are going to continue listening to Charlie Kirk's really words of wisdom for South Carolina and other Republican states. If you're listening in Tennessee, if you're listening in North Carolina and Georgia, it really goes for all of us. The Republican Party has to go on the offensive. Now, the Trump administration is doing that. I think many officials in the administration need to do more. I'd like to see a lot more out of Pam Bondi and Kash Patel. But they're starting. But this is the beginning. As Pam Bondi said, dismantle the domestic terror networks brick by brick. Expose their funding and actually jail the radicals who are bringing violence to our streets, like the children of Tim Kaine, the former U.S. senator and former Democrat vice presidential candidate, and the House Minority Whip, Congresswoman's son, those or transgender, whatever it is. Both of those who were arrested, who are Antifa members, it's widespread among the left, this political violence, this radical domestic terrorism. We've got to stop it. But Charlie, who both really excoriated South Carolina for a second there, and the red states who aren't doing anything with the power that they have. In fact, sometimes they're worse. They did that rating recently where they showed the average Republican legislator in each state and how conservative they were. I don't know if you saw that, but every state's Republicans were rated and on how conservative they are based on the bills that they were voting on, based on their voting record. South Carolina, guess where we were? Were we 13th? Were we number 5? Were we number – maybe you think we were bad. We were number 30. We were 49th. We were almost dead last. Only Hawaii had more liberal Republicans than South Carolina. That should be embarrassing to all of us. Look at the voting records of the people that you are sending to represent you, whatever state you're in. Like, actually track this stuff. That is your duty as a citizen. If you're going to keep the republic, the very base level you can do is stay informed on your vote. Well, what else did Charlie say? Did Charlie say that it would just be, you know, leaders in the Republican Party or lawmakers that would actually save the republic and give us hope? No, he had somebody else in mind, and I couldn't agree more.
Pence's. This is what gives me hope, though. What gives me hope is that the actual rank and file of the Republican base is, like, on fire, energized. Like, I can't stay ahead of my audience. Like, I do this for 3 hours a day, and they're better researched than I am. And I do this for, like, 18 hours. Like, they're sending me articles of, like, WHO treaties and, like, did you know about, like, him repealing, Obama repealing the propaganda? It is the most informed audience I've ever dealt with. That's, like, a massive shot in the arm of optimism, right? That shows that good things are happening. What drives me nuts, and we got to change it, is our leaders are so disconnected from the voters. And California is its own thing. Let's just talk about the 10 reddest states in the country, right? South and North Dakota, Kansas, Oklahoma, forget Texas, like the Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi. Like, we should be waging all-out war against the left on these states. And we're not.
Yes.
Like, we're kind of like, well, I hope it gets better.
I hope it gets better. Even though we're letting our own state, the few states that we do have Republican supermajorities, we're letting them turn in to the purple states and drift blue because we don't have a backbone. You know, the majority, I have a clip that I'm going to play probably later or maybe in a future show of the majority leader of South Carolina. There was a bill that we were trying to deal with this transgender issue in our schools. You had teachers coming forward blatantly saying that they were the only person that was there to, you know, helping their students transition without parents knowing. And there were videos on TikTok of South Carolina teachers celebrating, you know, this indoctrination to LGBTQ stuff without the parents knowing. And Thomas Beach, a South Carolina Freedom Caucus member, puts this amendment on this legislation and says, you know, we're going to require principals to mandatory report to parents when their kids are transitioning without their knowledge. And you know what happened? The majority leader, Davey Hyatt from Pickens, gets up and goes, this is a burden on our teachers. This is a shame. This is a sham. And led the Republicans to vote it down and kill that piece because he said it was a burden to our teachers. No, it's a burden to our parents that you're indoctrinating them into that crazy philosophy without them knowing. And it wasn't even on the teachers. It was the principal. They didn't read the legislation we were voting on. That is the state of South Carolina politics. We must do better. We must vote them out. The primaries are coming up. Do your job, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the Republic. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servais on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. We got some more craziness coming up. You won't want to miss what a top-ranking official in South Carolina had to say. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be scandalized. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.